Well, have you heard of Essina O'Neill? She has 500,000 Instagram followers, 250,000 YouTube subscribers, and was signed with major brands and a modelling agency all at the age of 18. Then she quit social media. She shut down her accounts and changed her Instagram account name to Social Media Is Not Real Life. I couldn't find it. I haven't probably searched hard enough. I don't know if it's been completely shut down. And of course, social media isn't real life. And if you're of a certain age, that's no revelation to you. She has her supporters and her critics. She's had some very interesting, I suppose, one is a rant. Let's just hear what she had to say yesterday. And then it looks to me today that she's having some kind of a meltdown. So we're going to speak to Dr. Tamar Lever from the Department of Internet Studies at Curtin University about it, but let's just have a listen to this first.
At 12, I thought I was nothing. And then here, at nearly 19, with all of these followers, I don't even know what is real and what is not, because I've let myself be defined by something that is so not real. Being with people in your real life, hugging people, talking to people, going out into the park, into nature, that is f***ing real life, and I didn't do it for majority of my life because I was just living in a screen.
Dr. Tamar Lever joins me now. Tamar, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jane.
You've heard that rant. Now, that rant has sort of divided people. Yesterday, Essina got a lot of support. Today, and just recently, there's an article in the Sydney Morning Herald with some people sort of saying, well, we don't know how real this is. Now, I know this has had a lot of airplay, but the reason I wanted to talk about it was if it is real and if she isn't coping and people say, you know, sort of call her bluff, then that's a whole new can of worms, isn't it?
It is, and it's very difficult to say exactly how someone's feeling, especially when someone like Essina has been sort of incorporated into the social media space for such a long time. The idea of her sort of rebelling against that and trying to find the real as if it somehow exists outside of all technology ever is a very sort of archaic notion. But at the same time, you know, a lot of people around that age have those sort of epiphanies about the world and wanting to embrace it in different ways. And if she is having a genuine crisis, I guess, then there is an onus on people not just to interpret what she's saying through social media, but to, you know, think of her as an actual person having what could be quite a significant health event in her life.
And the interesting thing is, I don't know the age of her followers. I'm guessing they're teenaged mainly. Would that be right?
Oh, for the most part, absolutely.
Yeah, so she's 18, nearly 19, or may have just turned 19, around there. She says she's done it to reveal the truth to her followers that Instagram life isn't real. She talks about things like she reworked her Instagram captions to reveal the truth behind photographs, saying in one she took over 100 photographs for that one shot just to make her stomach look perfect. Now, people of a certain age, as I said before, go, well, yes, I understand that. And, you know, when you do photo shoots, and particularly women's magazines used to be a lot more like this, it was unreal. Is there some truth to the idea that, say, 14, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls, guys looking at this think that it is real and that that's how her life is all the time and it's something to aspire to?
It's certainly true that she has a lot of followers who follow her for different reasons. I don't think we can cast all young people as naive.
No, right.
Anybody who uses Instagram sort of understands that, you know, if you've ever taken a photograph of yourself, you learn where to hold the camera phone, you learn which filters do you best. And so on some level, the very process of using that as a social media tool has to give you some media literacy and awareness. That said, I do think there's actually real value in, even if this isn't authentic, I think real value in highlighting exactly how constructed Instagram celebrities actually are, this sort of influencer or micro-celebrity sort of world where there is real money being made for what ostensibly appears to be quite sort of off-the-cuff shots, which are actually incredibly produced, indeed probably more produced than a lot of sort of traditional women's magazine shots.
Are you on Instagram?
I am indeed.
Are you noticing ads popping up?
Yes.
Yeah, and so people are making money out of their social media profile. There's nothing new in that. It's probably newer to Instagram, which seems to me to be very, very popular now.
Instagram is incredibly popular, and it is very popular with young people in particular. But if we take a step back, we should remind ourselves that Facebook did buy Instagram several years ago. So it's a very similar company operating in very similar ways, just using a different platform that draws in a different demographic. But at the end of the day, this is still social media. And let's be fair, Athena is talking about sort of withdrawing from social media by setting up a different social media platform and channel. So she's using Vimeo to talk about the fact that she's coming off Instagram.
Is she?
So
I miss that.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. We do see that social media can be used to make real change in the world in so many significant ways. So I think sort of the contradictions in her message are not inherently inauthentic or evil, but I do think it sort of reminds us that social media is a communication platform. And yes, it's a commercial one, and that comes with its sort of own challenges. But at the same time, communication is about whatever message is being shared, and it's neither good nor bad inherently. It's what you're doing with it.
I think, and you could correct me if I'm wrong on this, Tamar, but did she start all of this at about the age of 15?
Yes, indeed.
So she's been on there 3 to 4 years. It makes me wonder, and I think there might be parents wondering today, you know, how far do you go? At what point does a parent step in and say, I can see you're loving doing all of this modelling and having all of this fun, but, you know, I mean, it isn't the real world. Well, it kind of is. It's her real world, but there are other things, aren't there?
Well, there are broader questions there. I mean, a lot of models start at 14 or 15. So yeah. This isn't really an Instagram question. This is more of a cultural question. Why is it that our ideals of beauty and thinness and all of that sort of thing are being sort of worn by 14 or 15-year-old girls?
Yes, and that goes way back to women's magazines and prior to that too, I would imagine. Let's just have a listen to what Athena said, because Channel 9 played, one of the breakfast shows played that, what's been called her rant, her yep. revelation, her epiphany, back to her today, and this was her response.
Look, that was kind of funny hearing it all dramatic like that. look, I was someone that put a lot of social validation in my appearance and how other people perceive me online. And I think whenever you put that much worth into just that stuff, it's going to give you a sense of disconnect and, I guess, own heartbreak with yourself. There are so many things that I grew up being passionate about, and so many things like environmentalism, animal cruelty, spirituality even, that I suppressed thinking it wasn't cool or Insta-worthy. And I think I just want to encourage people to be like, you know what, do what you want online. You don't have to appeal to social standards. That's what I did for like 3 years.
Oh, Tamar, not Insta-worthy. What does that even mean?
Insta-worthy. Will it get enough likes and favourites, and will enough people comment on it? And that is a very real economy. The attention economy, the idea of how many eyeballs can you get, is a very real thing, and people do pay good money for people on Instagram to spruik their products or services, often without that being transparent. And I think that's perhaps one of the things that Athena's change has made perhaps more apparent to more people, is that this is a thriving economy. And if this wasn't on Instagram but was on through another platform, she'd simply be referred to as a model, not as an Instagram user or a social media celebrity. And I think that's what we sort of need to remember. This is her making a living. She's decided that's not how she wants to make a living. And you know, whether we see this as a sort of a personal revelation, or as some people have suggested, sort of a rebranding of who she is and what she stands for, neither of these things are inherently inauthentic. And that word authenticity is almost a marketing word now. I mean, the idea of the real or the authentic is as if we can exist without technology now just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, one critic, who I won't name, said that she's finding ways to milk a second set of attention from her already posted photos because she's rebranded them, and by rebranding herself as somehow reformed and body positive. And I thought long and hard about this, but I thought there might be parents who don't know about this and who would benefit from your wisdom, because clearly she's got millions of followers on all of these different platforms. It is a hot topic, and it's something that, whether or not people want to embrace social media and technology, we kind of have to, don't we?
Absolutely. And look, young people are on social media. It is that simple. It is part of their lives. And the idea that we would ever say, don't be on social media, just that's not how it works anymore. We do need to have conversations with young people about what they share, about why they're sharing it and what they want to get out of it. I think that the sort of all or nothing, you know, just turn your phone off, that's not how the world works. People are on their phones, not just young people. You know, there is nobody who isn't attached to their mobile phone anymore.
Yeah.
And I do think having these conversations is very useful. And let's be frank, if you look at what Athena did with some of her captions, making transparent the sort of constructiveness of those photos, it's the sort of thing that you would get first-year media students to do at university, because it makes you aware of the process, and that's a really healthy thing.
Indeed it does. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
It's been my pleasure.
That was Dr. Tamar Lever, Head of the Department of Internet Studies at Curtin University.